Now, adjust the volume control so that the sound can be heard in all parts of the room.
This is the Protect Your Assets podcast.
Mr. Sandman,
you get the idea?
Bring me a dream.
It's on the internet.
Make him the cutest that I've ever seen.
Go on.
Give him two lips like roses and clover.
It's a great program.
And tell him that his lonesome nights are over, Sandman.
What is it?
It's exactly what I need.
It's a slam dunk.
It's great.
It's like no cheese I've ever tasted.
Please turn on your magic beat.
Here he comes.
Mr. Sandman, bring me a
Here's David Hollander.
How do elections and politics impact the stock market? And should you be doing anything with your portfolio right now before the election happens? Great questions. This past week, we did a webinar and had a lot of people participate, and it was just awesome. So this morning, I'm going to be sharing with you how elections impact the stock market and what you should be doing right now. Good morning and welcome to Protect Your Assets. I am David Hollander, your host, and you can hear the jingle. People around here, they call me the Sandman, and that's because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions. I am a practicing attorney, and I run a brokerage firm. So, elections and politics, do they impact the stock market? Are Republicans better than Democrats when it comes to your total return? And when you think about bonds right now with COVID and so much happening with cities' revenues, I mean, think about it. Trains, in this case, BART, right? Have you been on BART lately? I mean, the riding attendance is, let's face it, way off. So with lack of revenue and obviously changes happening here after the election is over, one way or the other, there's going to be some changes. What's going to happen to your portfolio? Should you be doing anything right now when markets are close to all-time highs? Well, these are great questions, and we're going to go through that this morning right here on Protect Your Assets. And so we thought we would do a webinar on Thursday, which we did, and we brought in a couple experts, and we looked at how do elections and politics impact the stock market. And what we found is, since 1926, market returns during presidential election years are as follows. The average, get this, the average return during presidential election years is 11.3%. Think about that on the S&P, 11.3% positive. There's been only four times since 1926 where markets were negative. Do you remember what those were? Well, 1932, the market was down 8.2%. You may remember that was because of the coming out of the Great Depression. You may know this. With recessions or depressions, it's usually 2 to 3 years for things to get back to normal. And right now, we just had a recession, as you know. It's pretty quick, pretty fast, but it is a recession. And so this recovery, is it going to last? It's a big question. Well, 1932, down 8.2%. 1940 was the next one. You may remember that, right before World War II, down 9.8%. You had the Nazis going through Paris. Remember that? Those pictures of them stormtrooping down the Champs-Élysées? Right in front of the Arc de Triomphe? I mean, photo, right? That was someone looking at photo opportunities in the past, right? Think about that. That's just crazy. I mean, can you imagine that? Down Market Street in San Francisco? Like, have you ever watched that show on Amazon Prime where... I don't want to go into it, where the Germans and the Japanese beat us in World War II, and then they take over the United States. Kind of interesting show. But they show it. You just see these people walking down Market Street. I mean, this is America. Excuse me. All right, 2000. 2000 was a negative year, down 9.1%. And then 2008, we'll never forget that. 2008, market, the S&P was down 37% as Lehman Brothers declared, "We're done. We're out of here." Remember those guys walking out with their boxes? I do. Anyway, so those are only four times, but the average is 11.3. Now, consider this. Friday, if you looked at the S&P for the year, we're up a little over 4%. So could we go another 7% up? I mean, anything's possible. But will it be a negative year? That's a great question. The election will be behind us, and we'll see what happens. It's fascinating, isn't it? Sorry, I just get excited about this stuff. I know. All right, so how about this? This is a good one. Is a Republican or is a Democrat better for your stock market portfolio? This is fascinating. What do you think? I mean, the natural tendency people say is Republicans are better, of course. I don't know. I mean, look at this. When Jimmy Carter, remember Jimmy Carter? I mean, we had the highest inflation we've ever had in the United States. I mean, I remember this. You could get a CD and you get like 17% return on your CDs, and your municipal bonds, those were paying like 12%. I remember when I started in the business in the early 90s, I remember I had these clients who had these muni bonds and they said like 12% interest or 8% interest, and these were tax-free. And I thought, wow, that looks pretty good. But as you remember, stocks in the 90s were running the 20% too. So it was, well, what's better, stocks or bonds? Anyway, I digress. But when Jimmy Carter was president of the United States, the average return for him in his period of time, as you may remember, was 77 through 81. Get this, 11.7%. And you may say, well, that's because inflation was so high. And of course, the returns are going to be okay. I mean, whatever you want to say. I'm just, look, Democrat, 11.7%. How about Richard Nixon? Yeah, he was a Republican, right? He was in office from 69 through 74, because remember the last second term didn't go so well. Anyway, what was his average return? He's a Republican. Must be great, right? Wrong. Down 2.9%. Not great. Okay, let me pick a good one. George Bush, right? George Bush should be great. After all, he was there from 2001 through 2009. I mean, one bad year there, right? No. Remember, many bad years. Gulf War. Remember, 2008 crisis. Wow. What do you think? Down 4.4%. Not looking so good, right? And I know immediately you go to Ronald Reagan, of course, because you have to. I mean, those were some good times for the market overall, 1981 through 1989. You'd be right. The average annual return was 15.9%. And for George Sr., the average was 13.9%. Positive, positive, positive. Okay, good. We all tend to think about that. What about Mr. Obama, President Obama? Well, he came in right at the bottom, 2009 through 2017. Annualized return, 15.4%. 15.4%. And Mr. Trump, average 15%. So all I can say is it doesn't matter. It doesn't really matter, because when you take it all together and you annualize it, the average return for presidential terms is positive, 10.3%. Again, I'm just talking about the S&P 500 index, which, as we've been talking about a lot right now, is consisting of really four big stocks. I mean, go look at it. You can pull it up and see the top four stocks and what percentage they make up of the S&P. It's kind of frightening. I mean, all those 500 companies and four of them make up a lot of that index right now. So this is, again, kind of an anomaly that's happening. But what's fascinating is if you chart all this out, because I love looking at, yeah, I know I'm kind of geeky that way. If you love looking at charts, which I do, I like looking at things that go up. January 1926, if you had a dollar, if you had $1 in 1926 and you put it in the S&P 500 and you left it through December of last year, 2019, you would have an incredible return. Your $1 would be almost $8,000. Can you believe that? That's incredible. And again, we have a chart here that shows every single president: Coolidge, Hoover, Roosevelt, Truman, Eisenhower, Kennedy, Ford, Carter, all the ones I mentioned. And you can just see what happens over their terms with your investment. So when people start to tell you, should you be getting out of your stocks right now? Oh, sell. I mean, this past week, we had several calls where people were just calling in and saying, I heard I should sell things right now. I'm really thinking of throwing it all into a fixed indexed annuity. There's no fees in those things. That's not true. You know, I just love having these conversations with people because they don't get all the facts. And they make these decisions, which are just way out there. And I'm happy to let you know what to ask these people as they talk to you. Like, how much commission are you getting paid? It's a great question. When you ask that one, not really. This one fellow this week came back to me with, oh, well, it's being paid for out of a marketing budget and this and that and the other thing. And I said, did they tell you what the percentage of the commission was? No. Why not? What are they afraid of? Just say it. 6%. Set, whatever it is. Just say it. Who cares? Tell them. I mean, come on. Coming up next, it's time for our popular They Say segment, where they say right now you should be buying municipal bonds. Is that true? How has COVID affected revenue? We're going to get into that. It's all coming up next. You're listening to The Sandman on Protect Your Assets. We'll be right back.
Times are changing. Some would say they've already changed. And how do you actually protect your assets? David Hollander's Protect Your Assets events focus on common financial concerns that individuals and families face in retirement. Things like how to prepare for unexpected medical expenses and ways to create income to help support your desired lifestyle. Join us at our next free event to learn how addressing these concerns can help you feel more confident about the days ahead and help you sleep better at night. Just go to pyaevents.com and reserve your seat today. That's pyaevents.com and sign up or join the wait list today. pyaevents.com. Enjoy the rest of the ride.
The fire inside.
If you missed any of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, all you have to do is go to pyaradio.com where you can download or listen to our latest shows for free. Just go to pyaradio.com on your computer or mobile device when it's most convenient for you. That's pyaradio.com. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Welcome back to Protect Your Assets. I'm David Hollander, also known as the Sandman. And that's because I help my listeners sleep well at night by answering their most troubled legal or financial questions. If you're just tuning in today, we're talking about elections and stock markets at all-time highs and what you should be doing with your money. This past week, we did a webinar on the subject, and it was really, really great. And if you'd like to attend one of our webinars, this Thursday, we're going to be talking about Medicare. If you thought about your, Social Security. if you would like more income in retirement, particularly from Social Security, we talk about ways to generate up to $100,000 more from Social Security. Go to PYA Events, pyaevents.com, and you can register right there for free. And you can watch it and meet me virtually right there in the comfort of your own home. On your own laptop or computer, pyaevents.com. Well, now it's time for one of our fan favorite parts of the show, our They Say segment, where we debunk common myths, half-truths, and just sometimes bad advice that they say.
Who are they? What do they know that I don't? And what are they saying this week? There's only one man with all the answers, and here he is, David Hollander, the Sandman.
So here's one that they say, particularly now, when you get ready for retirement, you should be buying municipal bonds because, after all, they're tax-free and they're issued by your local authority, so they must be good, right? Well, I remember back, maybe you do too, all those TV commercials about municipal bonds being boring and safe. And in the midst of this pandemic, I would argue that neither of those are true anymore. And the reason I say that is because right now, when you think about revenue streams, Municipalities need revenue to function, right? And here's someone who knows a lot about it. His name is Richard Ravitch. You can read about him. He wrote, was quoted an article recently in Barron's where they were talking about the ravages that are coming to towns near you. And this guy should know. I mean, he 1975 helped New York City get out of bankruptcy. They were right at the doorstep there because the middle class was fleeing to the suburbs. You may remember that because New York City was a disaster. And he helped them get out of that. And then 1980, he helped with the Transit Authority. And in 2009, when the devastation hit everywhere, very hard. You may remember 2008, 2009. It was a while till we got back to normal. And cities were in trouble. You may remember that. What wasn't a lot going on. he says that what we're going through right now with COVID, the impact it's having on municipal finance is much worse. Those are his words, much worse than any of those things I just mentioned. Wow. So why is that? Why is it worse? Well, because the revenue shortfall is uncertain and horrific. Cities right now are losing enormous amounts of revenue, and we don't know how long that is going to last or what that condition will look like. So why are municipal bond prices then surging? Why are they going higher? That's a great question. And one of the reasons is because typically municipal bonds perform well during times of stress. So that's one of the reasons people are fleeing to that sort of quality, because they just think, well, the city's around, they're not going to go out of business. But what it's doing is it's putting choices that officials are going to have to make about who they're going to pay. Are they going to pay pensions? I mean, there's some of you out there right now with pensions, right? And you're probably wondering, I don't know, am I going to get my pension paid? Or are they going to pay the bondholder? Particularly when you're talking about GO bonds, GO, general obligation. General obligation bonds come from the cash flow of the city or the county or the state that you're investing in. And if they don't have the cash flow, then they have to start making some decisions about where they're going to get it from, right? So usually they may issue more bonds to borrow more money to pay you. And as some people think, which I agree with, that's not a sound financial strategy. Anybody knows if you're borrowing more than you're earning, that's not going to last for very long. So what are your choices? Well, the question right now is how many municipal bond issuers, the cities, the states, and the others, when will that happen? When will they not be able to repay their investors? And since 1900, get this, only one state has defaulted. That was Arkansas in 1933. So right now we're in a very interesting time, very interesting terrain. I would argue this is terrain that we haven't ever seen before. And this year, as you know, there's a lot of been some new things happening. And I don't want to get on a soapbox, but, you know, you look outside and you're afraid to go outside and breathe a little bit right now, right? I mean, you're not running around exercising if you don't have a mask on because it doesn't feel good in your lungs, right? Or your throat. It just doesn't. So there's a lot happening right now, whether it's, and I'm going to say global warming. I'm not going to go down that road. I'm just going to say there's a lot of things happening. We've had some serious fires. And thank you to all the fire workers. Yesterday I was driving down. I was up north a little bit. It was coming through Cache Canyon. Have you ever been through Cache Canyon? It's beautiful, beautiful canyon. But it was burned. And you could see all these drop levels from the planes flying over. But you look at this area they had to get into. Man, that's tough. And so you could see how the fire could just run because there's no way to really fight it. And so that's happening all over the state right now. Things are just burning. And again, my sympathy goes out to everybody who's lost something as a result of that. It's just terrible. I mean, how much more can we lose? Anyway, I'm going back to municipal bonds because the demand has been huge, huge. We've seen tremendous bond issues going out this year. I mean, big numbers. And they just get scooped up because people are thinking that they're not going to ever end. So I'm cautioning you to be a little bit careful right now over the next 12 to 18 months, because Moody's, who's a rating agency, they've slapped a negative outlook on municipal bonds. San Francisco, by the way, just got downgraded by Moody's as well, because they're worried about, again, what's going to happen with people moving out of the city, with people not coming back to work there and not spending money because they're working from home. I mean, you know this. If you're in the technology industry, you're probably thinking about buying a bigger house somewhere else because your company said you could do that for another year and a half. And why not? Right? I mean, you'd like to step outside and breathe clean air, wouldn't you? Mm-hmm. So maybe you're thinking about that right now. But if you're investing in municipal bonds, what do you need to know? You need to look at your state of your state. And I've got a chart right here that has 50 states on it. And for each state, I can see the debt and their unfunded liabilities as a percent of GDP, which is their revenue. I can see how much they have in their rainy day fund. And I can see what their 2021 revenue shortfall estimate is. And so if I've got a rainy day fund of 11.5%, but my revenue shortfall is negative 20%, does that math work to you? No. So maybe you need to take a look at your state and dive into that sort of analysis like I just did to see what the health is of your investment. Now, when I come back, I've got a couple other areas in the bond market I want to talk to you about right now. There's some opportunities out there, even in this uncertain time, that you need to be aware of. So we will dive right into that. Opportunities in an uncertain world. You are listening to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander. I'll be right back.
Missed any of Protect Your Assets with David Hollander? All you have to do is go to pyaradio.com where you can download or listen to our latest shows for free. Just go to pyaradio.com on your computer or mobile device when it's most convenient for you. That's pyaradio.com. Now, back to Protect Your Assets with David Hollander, the Sandman.
Great band, right? What a loss. Lost Mr. KC. Sorry. Of course, his family and what they're going through, but a great band. Did you see when Van Halen came to town and David Lee Roth picked the pre-band? KC and the Sunshine Band. So much fun, right? Shows you that... he's got some taste when it comes to music. All right. Welcome back. I am David Hollander. You're listening to Protect Your Assets. And today we've been talking about investing during an election year and what happens immediately thereafter, what you should be thinking about. So if you missed any of today's show, go back and listen to us on your smartphone. We have new technology now where you can say, hey, Google, talk to Protect Your Assets, and we will replay for you. Virtually, without typing, whatever you want to hear. It's kind of fun, so check it out. So this morning, we've been talking about what you can be doing right now in an election year to protect your assets, frankly. And we talked about the equity market, the first segment. Last segment, we were talking about municipal bonds. And right now, I want to talk to you a little bit about bonds in general. And another big part of your portfolio that you need to be aware of. So this was the key takeaway that we took away from a webinar we did this past Thursday with two big-time market heavyweights. We had Dimensional Fund Advisors and we had PIMCO in a virtual meeting with us where our clients were asking questions and they were getting answers. So one of the big takeaways that came from the PIMCO team was that the full recovery to pre-crisis levels is not likely to happen until 2022. So everyone's talking about 21 and the market seems to be going higher all the time, but they're saying, hey, 2022. And that was interesting, of course. And then as you start to look at fixed income, There were some ideas there and some recommendations based on value right now. And so what you look at with bonds, remember this, the way bonds work is when yields go down, which they have been because of the Fed crushing rates to really spark this economic recovery. That's what's been going on. And this week, as you know, the Fed will be getting together on Tuesday and Chairman Powell will be speaking on Wednesday about what they're going to do. And I don't expect much. I don't expect much coming out of there. More dovish talk, more we're going to be here to support you. That's pretty much what the market's expecting. If that were to change, market wouldn't like it. But that's what the market is expecting. So as long as rates stay low and really low, I mean, think about it. On the 10-year Treasury, you're barely getting over 60 basis points right now. Less than one half, you know, a little more than one half of 1%, but not much for 10 years. So prices in some areas have gotten crazy, have gotten just high, have gotten hot. And when prices are hot, maybe that's where you take some profit. And hopefully it's a long-term capital gain, which, as you know, that may change next year. And if it does, if long-term capital gains change to ordinary income, then that'll cost you more to get out of those positions. So right now might be a good time to cash in on some of those bonds that have gotten hot. Maybe you don't know what I'm talking about, but I'll just give you a couple things to think about. First, bonds that are cheap right now when it comes to price and yield are these. TIPS, Treasury. I didn't say that. TIPS, Treasury Inflation Protected Securities. You're so bad. TIPS. TIPS are cheap, so you might want to check out those. Agencies. Agencies look pretty good. U.S. investment grade, kind of right in the middle there, but still on the less expensive side. Emerging markets. You know, I'm curious about emerging markets. I'm going to just say right now, the risk level's further out there, but the yields you can pick up right now, it gets me thinking. So I think emerging markets are interesting right now. And another area, which is, again, is starting to move the other way because equities have been so hot, is U.S. high yield. Again, those are the last two are more on the more higher risk level typically. But if you're looking for yield and you don't necessarily want to be in equities with everything, which again, okay, EM and high yield might be a couple areas to take a look at if you don't have any exposure to those right now. Now, given the current circumstances, we are still doing the virtual workshops. We're not doing. At least in Northern California, we're not doing workshops at restaurants. We're doing them virtually. And the way that you can attend it, go to pyaevents.com. Again, pyaevents.com, and you can register right there. Happy birthdays. Want to wish a happy birthday to George Yaron, Matt Bradley, Randall Patterson, Linda Becker, Bob Moore, and Dr. Lisa Moy. Happy birthday to all of you. And I'd like to give a big thanks this morning to the Protect Your Assets team for putting together another great show today. Executive producer and network manager Kevin Renfer. And of course, all my fabulous producers back there helping me out. Claire, Jordan, Phil, and Danny. Thanks very much, because without my team, I'm just another pretty voice on the radio. Thanks again, everybody. You have been listening to the Protect Your Assets show. I am David Hollander, the Sandman. Go out and make the rest of your life the best of your life.
All calls have been screened. Callers should not expect their conversations with David Hollander on the radio or with staff to be held in confidence. And that legal information provided on the air is not intended to be a substitute for callers hiring their own lawyers to advise them about personal legal matters. Proper advice depends on complete analysis of all the facts and circumstances. The information given on this program is in the nature of general financial comment and cannot be relied upon as pertaining to your specific financial situation. California Life Agent number 0B48569. Listeners should consult their own financial advisor or conduct their own due diligence before making any financial decisions. The preceding program was paid for by Liberty Group, LLC. The views and the opinions of the host do not represent those of the station or its ownership. You're listening to the Protect Your Assets Radio Network.